This morning, we have a guest joining us here in our studios. Dean Junker is with us this morning with the Atlantic Pizza Ranch, and more appropriately, he's part of that Scrooge contest that's going on with the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce, working to raise some funds for the local Atlantic food pantry. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thanks good. For coming in. Appreciate it. How did you get involved in this contest?
Jackie Sampson and Billy Hoover contacted me and asked me if I'd consider doing this, and I said, well, be okay with me. I just didn't know how much time it'd take or how much effort you had to put in, but they said, no, you'll be fine. Just give it a whirl. So I said, okay.
I'm going to have at it. Now, you know all the other folks that are involved, the other three candidates, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know them all personally. Chet and I are good friends. I do a few things with Chet. I've done business with Ed for years. I think the world of Ed. And Cheryl's daughter swam for me when I was coaching over at the Y. And so I got to know her and her family. And her husband worked with my wife over at Mutual of Omaha for years. So, yeah, I know them all.
Okay. So it's a friendly competition.
Oh, for sure.
Very friendly.
Yeah, we're not, there's no daggers here.
Well, yeah, because I understand here the other night you helped out one of the other contestants.
Well, I'll help them all. I mean, every Wednesday night we're going to do that at the Pizza Ranch, that 10% of the gross is going to go to the food pantry. And Ed brought his family out, and they bused tables. And the rest of his family came and ate dinner, and they had a table for six, I believe, and they stayed the whole night and visited. We literally packed the place. But it was really a fun night because I had Jim and Haley Kickland there bussing and helping me, and Billy was there. Jackie was out of town. My wife was there. And we really had an enjoyable time because the people that came in were all friends, and they stayed, and we visited, and they got to eat, and it just was a really nice evening. And I just can't tell you how much fun we had because people afterwards were texting me or calling me saying, you know, that was really nice of you to do that. And I said, well, it was nice of you guys to come, but we all had a really good time, and they agreed.
People are shocked that you don't have like four nights for you and none for the other folks.
Well, I think they are, but that's not the point of it, you know. And that's what I think Ed was a little surprised at first, and he jumped right on the wagon to do it. And I think at first he said, well, why would you do it? Well, because it's a good cause, you know, glad to do it. And not only do I just do it for this, but, you know, there might be high school athletic teams that need to raise some money for their team to do stuff. And I mean, if they want to come in and bus on an evening, we can arrange it and we'll do it for them because I'm glad to do that. The thing that happens is the people that you have come in and bus, they invite all their friends and everything comes in. We don't make a lot of money once we give away that 10%. Our margins aren't 20%, 30%. We don't make that kind of money on our, we deal in volume. And so they're all welcome. I mean, the 4-H clubs, you name it, we can set up a night for them, and sure, we do that for
kind
them.
Kind of a tradition with the Pizza Ranch.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, very good. Opportunity for folks to get out and to support and get something back in return, too. They're getting a good meal. Getting a belly full, that's for sure.
Well, we hope it's a good meal.
Well, that's the plan. Very good. Do you have any goals at all set for you know, the Scrooge contest? Or is it just do as best you can? And
basically, that's what it is with me. I'll work at it. And sure. And I've got people helping me, and I didn't set a point total that I'd like to hit or anything. I don't have the background to know what they do.
Are there other ways that you are trying to raise some funds then, too? Do you have anything out anywhere else?
Not right now. But I've had a lot of people that come in that see the signs and stuff. They hand me money, or they'll hand me a check, which is nice. A gentleman last night was very gracious and handed me a check and said, you know, make sure this goes to the food pantry. And I said, I'll do that. Thank you very much. And that's really nice. I mean, Ed had a customer he told me about that he'd done business with for years, but of late she hadn't done anything. She's not needing a lawnmower or a snowblower or whatever right now. But he said this lady just up and sent him a $500 check, for which, you know, that's fantastic. People recognize the need in our community, and they're coming forward with the donations.
But deep down, you want to be on that fire truck, right? You want to be screwed.
No, I don't. That is not my goal. One of those guys would look a lot better up there than me.
That's the ultimate there, getting named the Scrooge so you have the opportunity. For every dollar that's donated, my understanding is you get 5 points toward the Scrooge contest. And for every non-perishable item, that's 1 point. So it's, and dollars are always easier. It's always, whether it's check or cash or whatever, it's always easier because that way the food pantry can put that directly to what they need. And sometimes those needs change depending upon what kind of donations they have sitting on the shelves and things too. And there's some perishable items that they need now and again that obviously cash can help for. So it all helps, but that's the best way to do it. Now we mentioned too, last week you did one for Ed out at your place, out at the Pizza Ranch. You've got some more coming up then?
We're going to do it every Wednesday. Ed's going to be there again this next Wednesday. I haven't talked to Chet lately. I need to touch base with him. It'd be nice if he'd do it and if Cheryl do it, but we'll just wait and see.
Okay. So if folks want to just kind of keep tabs on that, I'm sure there'll be signage and things too and what have you, so they can stop by and take a look, see what night they might want to come out and support.
Yep. That'd be great.
Of course, you don't have to wait for those nights either. You could, as I said, just drop off a check while you're out there enjoying dinner too, and it'll all go to the cause.
Yes, that's true.
Very good. Have you, Dean, have you learned more about the food pantry through this process, their needs and, you know, what the situation is?
You know, I really haven't. I've watched it in action for years. I think Jerry Jensen used to go help them and other people, and they volunteered their time and did stuff, which I thought was great, but I don't know that much about it.
Yeah, I think we all learned through the COVID period that the need was there to begin with, obviously, but it's gotten greater. Mm-hmm. And anybody who swings by out there by the location on a Thursday afternoon when they do the distributions realizes real quick how long that line is and how many people do actually need the assistance. So anything we can do to help.
Yeah, I don't think we realize how many people we do have in the area that need a helping hand.
Yeah. And families.
Yes.
Not just individuals, but, of course, families. And that's what we really don't want to see. So anything you can do to help out the cause is wonderful this time of the year. And we do have the four candidates. Dean, of course, is one of those. And he appreciates your support there, too. If you're not sure about the food pantry, you can look more up online. You can ask some of those folks if you go to some of these things, too. They can tell you some of the things that they might need, too. It's not always just food items that they look for at a food pantry. Sometimes it's other items that families can use to their benefit also. So very good. Well, we hope folks do get out and support. Look for those Wednesday night events coming up here in the coming weeks at the Atlantic Pizza Ranch. And give them the sales pitch. Why should they support Dean Junker?
Well, if they support me, they're supporting the food pantry. So, I mean, that's just all well and good. And personally, I want them to support all four of the candidates, and I mean, it's all it's not a rivalry. It's a group effort to see what we can get accomplished for everybody, and it just shows, you know, community spirit, you know, what people are really thinking, what they're paying attention to, but people are recognizing that we've got a need out there, and they're willing to help people out.
And the need is there all year long, but sadly, sometimes with food pantries, not just this one, but all of them, the great majority of their donations come in around the holidays. So we need to do as best we can right now while it's top of mind, and we're thinking about how we can help other folks during the season. So very good. We've got Cheryl Dusenberry, Ed Hamilton, Chet Manili, and of course, Dean Junker. We've been visiting with here this morning, who are all candidates. They'd all appreciate your support, but they, as Dean mentioned, they all want you to support the Atlantic Food Pantry. Thanks for coming in. Good luck.
You bet. Thank you.